Next month, WHYY FM's flagship national show, Fresh Air, will mark its 50-year anniversary with Terry Gross. The show is the longest-running interview show on any media hosted by the same person. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the secret sauce of Fresh Air's longevity.
When Terry Gross was hired away from Buffalo, New York in 1975 to come to Philadelphia to take over an afternoon talk show, she found herself the head of a ragtag show on a sleepy radio station.
When I came here, WHYY, which was then WUHY, was such a kind of quiet station, mostly classical music. It had a very small listenership. When I came, I thought, I'm not staying here very long, probably. You know?
Originally launched in 1973, Fresh Air was loosely structured so that members of the station's mostly volunteer staff at the time could sign up to do interviews.
So when I came, it's like, I'm going to be doing the interviews. You're not going to be able to just like sign up. And I'm going to choose the music, and the music is going to be jazz, blues, folk music, rock and roll, punk rock. And so a lot of listeners were like, what? Punk rock on my radio station? No way. I'd get a lot of complaints.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to a bit of this Nick Lowe record? It's a new record called Cruel to Be Kind.
50 years and over 15,000 interviews later, Gross is still in Philadelphia, still at WHYY, and still asking people questions, including 4 U.S. presidents and over 300 Pulitzer Prize winners. Gross has done most, but not all, of those interviews. The show has had a number of fill-in and contributing interviewers, including Dave Davies.
Just taking Terry Gross's chair is a very appealing and intimidating thing to do. I remember the first time I actually heard the Fresh Air theme underneath my voice. It rattled me just a little.
Terry Gross has been the blueprint for everyone who's done this work.
Tanya Mosley became Fresh Air's first co-host 2 years ago.
A lot of people, through my addition to the show, have asked me, there's so much I don't know about Terry Gross. We listen to these long, intimate conversations with Terry, but I don't know much about Terry. Now that I've been on the show, something that I've learned is, actually, we do know a lot about Terry. We know about how Terry's mind works. Through her questioning, we learn and understand the way she sees the world.
For 50 years, the bread and butter of Fresh Air has been interviews with authors, which have had a measurable impact on book sales. At Huxley and Hero, an independent bookstore in Wilmington, Delaware, owner Claire Vandenbroek puts little tags on the shelves indicating which books were featured on National Public Radio and Fresh Air. People often come in excited about a book they heard on the radio, but they can't remember the title or the author.
It's something about frozen vegetables in southern Jersey. I don't know what it's called, but the author sounded great. They had an interview on NPR, and we're like, yes, I know what that book is. And in many ways, these are the moments that I think booksellers live for, right? It's that moment that, yes, I do know what you're looking for. I have exactly that right here.
Terry wrote her own book 20 years ago. It's a collection of interviews called All I Did Was Ask. It is her only book.
After that, I said, never again, because it was so time-consuming and so hard to do that and a daily show at the same time. I don't, like, enjoy writing. I'm fine writing, like, intros and stuff like that. But tell me, like, to write a book, and it's like, I have no fantasy of writing, like, a fabulous novel or a great memoir. Like, no thank you. Whereas I really love doing radio. I really love doing interviews.
50 years of Fresh Air has given listeners 50 years of driveway moments. Mosley herself has one. Back in 2000, she was working as a television reporter in Seattle when she would often eat lunch in a news van with her cameraman and listen to Fresh Air on the car radio.
There was this one particular interview that she did with Al Green that really stopped us in our tracks. I mean, I think I remember looking over and we both even had stopped eating.
My guest is soul and gospel singer Al Green. He has a new autobiography called Take Me to the River.
Terry Gross asked him about the kind of churches he went to growing up in Arkansas. He then launched into his philosophy of preaching using the analogy of caring for a sick dog.
He wants the can of meat. See, he don't know he needs the medicine. He know he wants the meat. So what you do is take the medicine, push it down in the meat, and give the dog what he wants. So while he eats what he wants, he gets what he needs. And I'm not sure I'm doing it right. I'm not sure I know I'm not perfect. I have so many flaws and so many thorns in my flesh, so many ups and downs, Terry. I'm a real person. I'm a human being. They write this stuff in the book, and I understand that, and it makes you seem greater than life, but I'm not. I'm a sharecropper's son.
Well, tell me about the churches you went to when your father was sharecropping.
Back to the question.
Yeah, back to the question.
I love it.
The need for a show where we can hear a one-on-one conversation that allows our guests to be introspective, it's very much needed. Like, we need conversation and new ideas in the same way that we need water and sleep and food.
WHYY will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Fresh Air in September with a series of events. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.